Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. This is your host, Edison. We're out here in Atlanta, Georgia for Miss Universe, and we have a very special guest with us today, Mr. Aviad Arik Herman. Say hello.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Edison. Thanks for having me here.
No problem. Before we continue, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere we have stars. And we'll start the interview off. This is the designer for Great Britain and
Sweden.
And you did the gowns for Sweden, right?
For Sweden, correct.
And then you did the costume for Great Britain.
Correct.
Okay, so tell me, first of all, your experience with Miss Universe and, you know, having to meet these deadlines with not one but two contestants.
Well, my experience goes back 8 years mm-hmm. with Miss Universe. This will be my 8th Miss Universe pageant that okay. I've been engaged with. Mm-hmm. I currently am the official designer for Miss Universe Sweden and the design director. So for the past 8 consecutive years, mm-hmm. It's been my commitment to conceptualize and facilitate Miss Sweden's
right.
wardrobe as a national costume and evening gown. And throughout the years, I was commissioned by other countries as well mm-hmm. and got to collaborate with interesting projects, you know, designing national costumes
right.
or gowns.
So since your background, you're from Israel, how did you get together with Sweden? And is that something that, you know, is kind of like a salt taste in your mouth because you're not working with your country or
well,
it doesn't, you know, you're not thinking about it?
So in fact, I have been living in Sweden for about 12 years.
Oh, okay.
And what made me move there from the first place was a career dance.
Oh, okay.
So I was, I've been designing parallel to having a full-time career as a performing artist.
Oh, wow.
However, I did get to collaborate with Miss Israel mm-hmm. For 2 consecutive years in 2016 and 2017 for both Miss Israel that participated at Miss Universe and Miss World. Mm-hmm. So I was very proud to have done it back home, mm-hmm. especially having succeeded right. abroad, you know.
Right, right, and coming back
so
home and showing your talents.
So it's not as salty taste, but I get what you're saying, yeah.
So tell me about like the deadlines that you have to meet in regards to the gowns. I know a lot of girls previously have struggled, you know, getting a gown a week before having to be here, you know, and, you know, they want to practice walking in and all that. So tell me how all that backroom pressure, how do you handle that and how do you make sure to meet your deadlines?
So first of all, given that it is my responsibility at the Miss Universe Sweden organization, my work for the reigning queen starts a year before she's even crowned. So I actually get into planning thoroughly very well so that actually deadlines aren't ever an issue, at least as far as Miss Sweden goes.
Right.
However, of course, there is a, you know, there have been situations when I was commissioned to collaborate with another organization and it was, let's say, a last minute thing. But I mean, I guess I'm someone who deals easily with pressure
okay.
and with my great team back home that I am able to facilitate and produce this, which we work on. So it just adds onto the excitement
yeah.
and the challenge, if you may. Sometimes, you know, having short periods to actually work and produce and deliver something, you know, maybe isn't the optimal or ideal thing one may wish to have, but that's life. And sometimes
right.
that's what you've got. So mm-hmm. that's another opportunity to be creative and you know, find kind of, solutions.
Yeah. Find solutions at the last minute.
Yes.
I guess that kind of always helps progress people to another level when you have to kind of last minute decision, make it happen.
Yes.
So now we have a magazine here with Great Britain. Tell me about this dress specifically because it does have a message along with it.
Yes.
You know, we'll show you guys a better version of this one, but tell me about the message that this dress is portraying.
So indeed, I was grateful to have had the Atlanta Journal Constitution newspaper mm-hmm. feature Miss Great Britain, as well as some more of my work.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular national costume for Great Britain, which I'm also very, very proud to have collaborated with the mm-hmm. organization this year for the first time, is commenting on a very, very urgent and important subject. This is also very correlated to, I think, my identity as an artist and as a designer, not to just interpret let's say, pretty or obvious elements from, let's say, a country's culture or tradition, a flower or national dish, but see what is it that we actually deal with in the days we live in, the society, the world. And so Miss Great Britain's national costume is dealing with the phenomenon of global warming, which is a very severe political issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, daily we see what's happening in different countries for catastrophic, you know, weather. And, I mean, Venice underwater and pretty, pretty bad conditions that the world is dealing with right now. And so Great Britain is the first nation, the first large nation to initiate a government plan to tackle climate change. And so the commitment is to reduce the emission of greenhouse gas to zero by the year 2050. And there's this slogan says zero carbon by 2050, Great Britain. And this, of course, has been praised by other countries worldwide. But because of Great Britain's pioneering...
the whole movement, being the first major country to push that.
It seemed like the absolute perfect and most important thing, if anything, to work with and also use the platform at Miss Universe to bring that message
to the stage.
Time is ticking, and I mean, we see in this dress, it features, you know, iceberg melting. And
here, you're going to walk me through the dress in 1 second. Let me just pause it.
Okay.
Lo hace un poco más lejos, así se ve la cámara completa también. Ah, sí, hay cosas que. Yo hablando como pa. Tengo que tener mi programa.
¿Eres un latino?
Sí. Una semana aquí con la gente. Estoy enamorado de...
Se nota.
Toma un poco cerca también, ¿sabes? No con el Zoom. He's taking some, you know, making...
Yeah, some behind the scenes, yeah. Good. So, all right, walk me through the dress, because at the, you know, the top half of the dress is green and the bottom is the water, which kind of shows, I guess, the icebergs melting.
Correct. Well, so indeed we see this division in the dress. The blue bottom part of the dress really symbolizes the ocean and the water rising. Mm-hmm. We see the icebergs and we see the iconic Big Ben that is submerged in water in London.
And then she has a flattened earth that she's holding in her...
Exactly. Well, in her hand, this prop, we see like a deflated globe and, you know, the earth seems pretty sick and in a pretty severe condition there. And also the crack on the bodies could be interpreted both as a crack, literally, or like lightning.
Yeah.
She also has the choker on her neck.
Okay.
And the yellow sign says storm ahead. You know, these are like the the road signs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's on her... That's on her neck or the...
It's
the,
on her neck.
Okay.
So there's a little yellow piece. I
and
guess you could
storm
see
ahead.
It better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a storm ahead. Mm-hmm. And it's embellished with rhinestones, but in the shape of exclamation marks, like the alarm signs.
Oh,
so that's the thought that went into
warning.
That.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me about the creative process of making a dress like this. How are you, you know, coming up with these designs and just your creative process in general?
In general or particularly with this?
In general and particularly.
Okay, so well, in general about national costumes or in general?
Just in general, creative process. How do you sit down and come up with dresses?
Wow, okay. Well, that's a very, very general question. And it really depends on what the project is.
Okay.
A lot of my design work has been stage costumes for dance, for theater, for musical theater. So
You have like kind of a goal of how things are supposed to look.
Exactly. I mean, if I work with directors or choreographers and they, you know, there probably is an artistic vision for piece.
So how about personally, like if you're coming up with something because completely on your own,
right?
How do you sit down and come up with that?
Okay, well, in this case, as it really is my fantasy or the way that I, you know, dream or envision or like to challenge my own kind of design process. Sometimes it may be something I had dreamt of. Sometimes it may be, you know, a mix. When I was younger, I would use my fashion drawings as an exercise to translate my, emotions and thoughts mm-hmm. and memories into drawing. So instead of writing a diary, I would go back home, and instead of writing Dear Diary, today I met Edison and it was a fabulous interview. You know, I would go and everything that I you know, want to kind of archive from that was somehow interpreted into that design. And right. so these avant-garde things came up. And having had done that over years, I think had led me now to working with these creations of national costumes in the context of yeah. Miss Universe, mm-hmm. where then I use anything from national emblems into political subjects or whatever that is, a message or a story, and translate that into a garment and a dress. And so, for example, Miss Great Britain, it started actually with a conversation with the director of Miss Universe Great Britain and Miss Great Britain herself, who was involved. And we were brainstorming about, and we were all pretty keen on, you know, promoting and urging that message because, you know.
So that was like the collective idea, is to bring this message to the stage at Miss Universe. You just guys just didn't know how
exactly.
You're gonna do it. So did they leave the whole design process up to you after the idea was put together?
Yeah. I also like having the whole design process for myself as an artist. Something that I very much enjoy, and I also trust and trust my process and my guts. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for having had the freedom. Yeah. And so it took me, I don't know, a couple of days to kind of sleep on it and think, how is that going to be, you know, interpreted into a dress mm-hmm. or a national costume? It wasn't very clear from the very beginning that it's going to ultimately look like that.
Right.
There was an evolution of that costume.
A couple of revisions, I'm sure.
But ultimately, that was the result, which also happened in a relatively shorter time. I think about a couple of months, mm-hmm. the whole process.
From beginning to the end.
Yeah. Wow. So I finished working on the costume, which I produced in Israel. And then I traveled with a dress to the UK. And we actually did this incredible, dramatic photo shoot. On one of the stunning beaches in Cardiff, mm-hmm. in Wales.
It does look kind of like a wasteland in a sense. It really brings out the message that you guys are trying to portray.
Yeah, it was a very wet, rainy, cold day, and these rocks added to the drama and the
whole process, the whole photo shoot.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm very proud of having done that. I think it's very cohesive mm-hmm. this way.
So in your career, now that you've progressed this far to a point where, you know, they're trusting you completely with a national costume on the biggest stage in the world. Personally, how proud are you of yourself? Because I'm sure that throughout the years, you know, people weren't trusting you fully with a whole creative vision. Now you're literally trusted in the biggest stage in the world. So how do you feel about yourself? Do you kind of have the time to enjoy this successful thing and be proud of it? Or is it just one thing to the next?
First of all, thank you for this acknowledgement. And I am for sure very proud, and the sense of the achievement and completion is something that I never take for granted, you know, that those opportunities that I get to work with people, and I appreciate the freedom and the trust that people have in me and with my work. And, you know, coming here, for example, is a way of me celebrating my own mm-hmm. personal and professional right. accomplishment. And I'm year after year very proud to see the girls on stage being proud, confident, and celebrating themselves with my dresses.
Your creation, right,
you know,
right.
I have to also mention that this year Miss Sweden's national costume is also something very significant and mm-hmm. important for me.
Yep.
Being an Israeli Swedish designer, mm-hmm. this year Miss Sweden is honoring ABBA, the pop band, which is considered the most successful act in the history of popular music. And this year, 2019, marks 45 years since ABBA won the Eurovision Song Contest and had their major breakthrough. And it's also a 20 years anniversary for Mamma Mia, the musical.
Oh, okay.
So that's it was a perfect timing for Miss Sweden to celebrate ABBA through her national costume. Mm-hmm. And that dress that she wore at national costume also correlates to costumes which I just designed for the Israeli National Theater in Tel Aviv. If any of your viewers get to visit Tel Aviv,
yeah.
you guys have to come and watch Mamma Mia the musical on stage, wow. with costumes I've designed.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the finale costumes at the show and Miss Universe Sweden's national costume correspond.
Okay.
And that
okay.
was a way for me kind of, you know,
to show off
twisting how, it right, right. or having this funny link between
the two.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So now, in regards to like the difference between preparing a gown and a national costume, what's the difference between the two when you're creating?
Well, when creating a gown for Miss Universe, what leads me is the thought of which I would like my girl not only to look, you know, spectacular, elegant, all the things that you would expect
right.
a miss to be appearing on that stage, mm-hmm. but from a larger perspective, I would want my girl to stand out.
Yeah.
You know, one has to consider that it's a stage production, and there is more than 90 girls. So when you look at it from a bigger perspective, all the girls together form a pretty, you know,
like
big chunk
right,
of
right.
sparkles.
Yeah.
And so what
all
I
coming with their best design.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And somehow I try to find new ways to design gowns for the candidates which they would stand for their own, but in the perspective of them being in a group, they would still stand out.
So tell me something that you did in Miss Sweden's gown that you would say pops.
Well, I think that there is, of course, you know, there's the fashionable trend nowadays in the field of evening gowns, that everything is very amazingly elaborately embellished and heavy and pretty minimal and transparent. And you do see that almost as a pattern, that the majority of the girls tend to come with this kind of fashion, which is amazing, and it works, it's all good. There is nothing like right or wrong about this. It's just that my approach is that if I see that so many girls wear that kind of gowns, I'd like my girl to be different
mm-hmm.
and stand out. So this year, and we can see Miss Sweden's gown,
yeah.
She has a very somewhat regal kind of gown, when it's made of so the top part, the bodice, is made of a velvet,
okay,
embellished with Swarovski rhinestones, and the skirt, which is made of tulle ruffles,
okay,
with blue and white, with a big long tail. She looks elegant, she looks chic, she looks expensive. The combination of both the colors and the materials, you know, they look very dramatic
mm-hmm.
and theatrical in a very good way,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And having watched her already at preliminaries, I was very happy to see that it actually proved to be working.
Yeah.
That
was my next question.
As she was
How
walking in
did?
The group, you know, she was walking in with the group and the girls that were ahead of her and behind her, and she indeed
stood out.
And I've been, you know, I got to meet some fans here and talk and get some feedback. And a lot of people said that what a scandal with such a gown, that is extraordinary and that she's noticeable.
It's a talking point.
Yeah.
yeah.
And
that's a great thing.
I personally and professionally think that she looked astonishing. I can't be more proud with Lina. She looks absolutely amazing, and I want to believe that she felt this way too. So I hope that answered your question.
Yeah. So in both the girls that make sure it's recording. Yeah. So both the girls that walked for you this year, how did you feel about their walk? You just explained Sweden about how Great Britain, when she came out with her costume, did you feel that the costume actually captured exactly what you guys were aiming for, and
yeah.
the crowd reaction as well?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, regarding crowd reactions, that's a little bit hard to really distinguish, because, you know, with
so
all the
fans
screaming
yeah.
around, it just adds on to the, you know,
the
party and the right. and the madness in the hall, which is amazing. And, you know, like when it comes down to the time they get to come on stage, it really comes down to, I don't know, less than 30 seconds.
Right, right, right.
I am very proud also with Miss Great Britain. I think she had worked beautifully. She looked fabulously on the stage. And I'm very curious to see how this will be perceived now, right, you know, with the spectators, mm-hmm, and the fans, the media.
The judges, everybody, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what kind of advice, before we close out our interview, what kind of advice would you give a young designer coming up? You know, I'm sure you've been through a lot of hardships and a lot of times, I'm sure you faced times when you wanted to quit everything together. Most creative people do. So what kind of advice would you give a young designer that's coming into the game?
Well, I think the best advice, if I was to be that young designer, when I was younger and newer, I came across people who would tell me that I'll never make it and I should think of doing something else.
Right.
And so I guess, fortunately, I had my own, you know, positive spirit to restore and generate my enthusiasm and motivation, and encourage myself, mm-hmm, to continue and pursue that. So I guess, if anything, that would be my best tip to
get
if that's something that you want to do. I mean, I guess that applies on anything. If that's right, something that really, you know, mm-hmm, is, you have the flame for it, and you push through, and it's just
difficult sometimes when you hear all the negativity to get yourself in a positive state of mind, where it's instead of getting yourself to like, oh, maybe they're right, you're like, you'll see, I'll show you, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's, I guess, kind of the mental switch that you have to have.
Yeah, maybe they are right, maybe they are wrong, but it's worth
trying,
having tried. I think that if anything, for me, it's like a thing I practice through my life in different levels, mm-hmm, that, you know, I would prefer having tried and failed as opposed to regret not having tried.
Right,
so
it all worked out.
It all works out.
Yeah. So
it's not the end.
It's just
the beginning, just Edison.
Yeah, you got to maybe by 2050, when the whole world has zero carbon emissions, he's going to be doing 90 girls dresses.
Exactly.
All right, everybody.
Sweet.
Make sure to check out his page and his design. Do you have a website where people can actually shop?
Yeah. They can. As of now, I still do custom made.
All right. So
but maybe that will be the next thing.
You have to hire him privately.
Privately.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to follow me on my social media on Instagram
Tell
and Facebook.
Where to
it's Aviad Arik Herman. Maybe you could type
I'm gonna,
it in.
I'm gonna type it in so you guys can spell that out.
And also my beautiful website. You're welcome to visit.
What's
maybe
your,
down
what's
your the
website?
Line. It's www.aviadarikherman.com.
Okay. So,
and
that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure to tune in to Miss Universe. Check us out. 5 stars on all platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel. All right. Take care.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see if either Great Britain or Sweden are in the top 15 tonight.
Thank you, Edison.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Let's just do